The Defense Base Act has been a requirement for more than 50 years. It is essentially a workers' compensation program for U.S. citizens and others who are working outside the United States in support of U.S. government contracts. So it has been operated primarily as a private insurance program for companies, for contractors, although they're required by law to have it. If a company does not have that coverage, both the executives as well as the company bears liability for the workers' compensation injuries incurred by their employees while supporting government missions.
And so defense missions can tend to be more dangerous than other types, so there's probably greater risk for employees working for the Defense Department overseas.
It certainly could be, but this is a requirement that applies to any contract by any federal agency awarded outside the United States, and so the State Department and Agency for International Development and Justice Department all have this requirement imposed on the contractors to have this kind of workers' compensation coverage.
Alan, I just have a quick question here. What precipitated this? I mean, was there an incident? Was there an event somewhere that forced this?
Well, there was, John. It's really the growth in Iraq contracting starting in about 2003 or 2004. Many of us who had worked with the Defense Department at that time recognized that they were not imposing the contract clauses that are mandatory for work outside the United States and urged the Defense Department to pay greater attention to it. And as the work in Iraq changed and the security circumstances changed in Iraq, Defense Base Act coverage, which, as I said, was provided through private insurance companies, was growing significantly. These are direct cost, allowable cost on U.S. government contracts, and so the contractor was paying more, and those costs were being reimbursed by the Defense Department. They were growing significantly, and there was some attention paid to how to minimize the risk and minimize the cost to the Defense Department in particular through this privately provided Defense Base Act coverage. Now, there's been some analogies. The State Department and USAID for almost two decades have had a government-managed Defense Base Act program. That is, the state and USAID run a competition, select a single vendor, and all contractors who are awarded contracts by state or USAID have this single provider coverage for their Defense Base Act. In about 2004, 2005, the Army Corps of Engineers adopted a similar pilot program, competition, selection of a single award provider, all Corps of Engineers contractors performing work in Iraq and Afghanistan, again, provided this single coverage. So Congress took a look at the variable rates that were being charged by companies, actually being incurred by companies, and asked the Defense Department to study strategies for minimizing the cost of such insurance to both the Defense Department and defense contractors, and that's what led to the current review.
And so it's a review. There's no real changes yet that have happened. Just that sounds like what happened is that the government became the insurance provider, and like any prudent insurance provider, you would have to look at the risks that the people you insure are incurring.
Well, that's right. It became the insurance provider in some cases and the reimbursement arm for companies that were getting that insurance privately. And so this was an opportunity, given the significant number of employees who were covered and the wide variation in that coverage, for the Congress to direct the Pentagon in particular to take a look at who's covered, how they're covered, and what kind of alternative strategies might be appropriate. But as you said, there's no change yet. This is a review to see what changes should be made, if any.
We're talking with Alan Shavatkin. He is Senior Vice President and Counsel of the Professional Services Council. So who should be worried here? Should it be the Pentagon? Mm-hmm. Should it be the individual workers, or should it be the contractors?
Well, all three should pay attention to this. I'm not sure to suggest that anybody be worried about it. I mean, we've had this program, as I said, for more than 50 years, and maybe we won't have the wide variation in prices or coverage change in the future as we had in the first 5 or 6 years of the Iraq theater operations. But the Pentagon needs to be concerned about it because it is an expensive cost reimbursement for those companies who are submitting those costs, and even for managing the existing program. Companies need to be concerned about it. It is a mandatory coverage requirement, and so companies who have a good track record of performance, who have good rates for managing their risk, may actually be able to have a lower price than the government-provided, government-mandatory prices. Insurance companies ought to be concerned. This is subjecting them to a competitive marketplace. Today, insurance coverage is company by company. There's very little, there's competition among them, but very little head-to-head competition around a fixed set of requirements. And I think the American people ought to be paying attention to this. This is an important area. It's a mandatory coverage area. I think there's opportunity here for some attention to how the program works. It'll draw visibility to it, and that's maybe some changes need to be made in the underlying program.
Well, we thank you for sorting it out for us. It's something to keep an eye on, especially as Afghanistan ramps up.
Absolutely. Now, the responses to Pentagon has asked for responses by the middle of March, and we'll continue to work with them on this program, and many of our member companies will be commenting specifically on it, as I suspect we will be too.